Welcome to this Thursday evening meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. This evening's message is by Joanne Lloyd.
Fantastic. Don't you just love that when you've planned something and you've worked all day on something and God totally changes it? That's really good because that means it's the word of the Lord. I thought the other one was a bit safe. And this isn't safe. And, I'm really pleased that we ended up getting somewhere in the worship into such a place where we saw and we captured the Father's heart. And that's what the most important thing is, that we capture the Father's heart for his people. And you're going to have to excuse me if I get a little bit passionate and a bit tearful, because this is what God's been doing in me for the last few months, and it's, quite honestly, it's hurt. But it's so that. Everything that God does, there's a purpose to it, and there's a so that. Whenever you experience things, you can allow yourself to be a victim of them if you want to, and you can wallow in it and have a bit of a self-pity party, and you can invite a few people to it if you like to. Or you can actually say, no, I'm going to use this, and there's going to be a so that comes out of it, and God's going to use it for his plan and purpose. And while I'm speaking, I've just asked Kim to pray the whole time while I'm praying. I'm sure you'll listen as well. But because Kim has captured the heart, God's heart for love and God's heart for people, she's not the only one, but she expressed that and got really passionate about it when she was praying. And that is so key and so important. And don't let anyone or anything take that away. You just keep focusing on that and praying in that way, because that's the word of the Lord over your life, and he is using that passion and that excitement in you to get out. And that's really excellent. And you know, some things that we miss sometimes is passion, because we become too English, and you can, without meaning to, you can just settle and just be and have that normal thing on you. And actually what we're missing sometimes is that passion and that fire of what's important. And one thing that I just kind of came down in the end and started walking up and down and saying, okay, God, what do you want to do? And it just came to me, you know, what's your heartbeat like at the moment? Are you flatlining? And I mean spiritually, and I don't mean spiritually in your walk with God. I guess what I mean is, are you flatlining in your eternal perspective of other people's lives? Where are other people going? And are you flatlining in where you actually think that's important or it's not important? Are you quite happy to just let people die and not know where they're going? Or are you passionate about knowing that they are going to be with the person that means, hopefully, the more to you than anybody else, that you're going to be, that they're going to go and be with Jesus? Okay, that wasn't at all what I was going to say, but praise God for that. The prayer of a righteous man, it says in the Bible, prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. So I want to just remind you, because just in case you've forgotten, remind you that your prayers are powerful and effective, regardless what you think, okay? And your prayers change things. God hears your prayers. I just want to challenge you, and this is why I wasn't going to bring this message, because it's a little bit, can feel a little bit harsh, but I'm just going to go for it. I want to challenge you to ask God to break your heart for those that he loves, and ask him to show you how to love them, and ask him to let you see people through his eyes. Now, I did this some time ago, and it's kind of one of those things that, I've just forgotten something, so I'm coming here because my preacher's changed. I did this a little while ago, and God did it, and it hurt, and he broke my heart for people, and I started to be in relationship with people that I probably never would have been in relationship with before, for whatever reason. And I'm like, all right, okay, yeah, I'll be in relationship with these people. And I'm like, well, God, you need to give me your heart for them. And he totally broke my heart for them, and now I would say they're amongst some of my best friends. And I wouldn't have expected that before. And he's given me a heart for people that other people don't have a heart for, or so it seems, or whatever. And so I just want to dare you to ask God to give you a heart for people that he wants to give you a heart for, not the people that are nice and easy to love and you can love with ease, because that's just not his heart. But I want to give you, there's a warning with this, and that warning is that it hurts. When you ask God to break your heart, it's a really dangerous prayer to pray. Know that you're serious about it before you pray it, because it really hurts. And sometimes I've been a complete blithering wreck, and it's because God is breaking my heart for other people. And there's some situations where he does things in your life so that you can affect others. Okay, let's have scripture, because that's fantastic. Go to John 13. I'm going to read from the truth. John 13, verse 34 to 35 says, "I am giving you a new command. Love each other in the same way that I have loved each of you. So you must love each other. When you do this, everyone will see that you are truly my disciples, and they will know this because of your love for each other." Love is really important to God. It's key. The reason being, that's one of his names. God is love. It describes who he is. He's passionate about love. And we need to be passionate about love, but we need to understand it from his eyes, not from our eyes. And okay. If we see things through filters, okay? I have not eaten the chocolates when inside these, but we see through filters, and you can't really see it from here. I hope you can just imagine, can you? That this is a filter, and I look through a filter. Everything I see is through this filter, whatever filter that is. It could be rejection. So everything I look at through the eyes of rejection. It could be hopelessness. Everything I look at through the eyes of hopelessness. It could be that I'm married, and everything... Oh, yes, have read for love heart. Everything I look through is through married eyes. We do this, we do that, we go there, whatever. It could be that I'm looking through a filter of being single. And, I'm single. It might be positive, it might be negative. I'm always on my own. I'm never going to get married. No one will ever find me attractive. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever that filter gives, that's what you're looking out of. It may be that you're... jobless. You're unemployed. You haven't got a job. You haven't got any money. And you're looking through everything through that filter. That's how much money I've got in my bank account. Well, that means I can't do that. And that means I can't do this. And that means I can't do that. You're getting the picture. It depends what eyes we're looking through, what filter we're looking through. God wants us to look through his filter. I've chosen the best till last, purple, one of my favourite colours. Because purple looks like it's royalty. And we need to see things and other people through his eyes of royalty. So when we're looking at somebody else, you don't just think, oh, look, they've got a mental illness, or they've got an addiction to drugs or alcohol or something. We don't judge people through our perceptions and through what the social environment says we're to have. We need to look at them through God's eyes, which is, do you know what? God loves you, and you're a child of the Most High King, and you're royalty. And, you know, it's obviously when they come to know Jesus, you know, you're precious in his eyes. We're all precious in his eyes, but you're precious in his eyes. You're a princess. And, you know, you're a son or a daughter of the Most High King. You're not just a slave. So we need to look through the right eyes. Now, God commands us to love each other. Yes, but how? And I like saying that because it really earths it. So John 15, verse 12 says, the command I give you to obey is simply this: love one another in the same way that I have loved you. No greater love than this exists, and it is expressed in your willingness to lay down your life for your friends. It's just really important that we learn how to love one another, and I just want to challenge you to ask God, how do you want me to love? What does it look like for me? I did that once, and God showed me that I withheld love from people, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And he showed me how I did it. It's not some of these prayers. I think we need to start praying prayers that are actually going to make a difference in our lives, rather than praying wussy prayers that actually are just wussy. We need to actually get real and pray prayers that are going to actually change your life and make you a better person to be with him. And so because of that, I try my best not to withhold my love. And I know how I can do that. And that's between me and God. And I need to make sure that that's what I don't do. So how are we to love one another? We're to love them how he's loved us. Ask God the question, how do you love me, Lord? What have you done for me? How can I love somebody else by how you've loved me? And I thought that the other day, and I thought, yeah, well, you've forgiven me once or twice. Times a million, easily, if not trillion. So, okay, that means I need to forgive others then. And I need to continually forgive them. And he never leaves me on my own. He never leaves me, never forsakes me. I'm not saying you have to be in someone's pocket 24/7. But, you know, just love them how he's loved you. And I think this is a key message for this time of year, because this is Christmas. And it's all about Christ. And God came to give us love. And he came because of love. He came for love, and he came with love. And he demonstrated what love was all about. And it's all about love, actually. Christmas is all about love. And the world actually do know how to love each other. The world are doing pretty well in some cases on love. And I really enjoy being in the world, if you like, and hearing how they're talking about each other and what they're doing. And I'm thinking, yeah, you have got it. You haven't got Jesus yet, and that's going to make that even better. But they have got love. And we need to demonstrate love in the church far better than the world demonstrates love outside the church. And what I really don't want is to ever hear anyone say, well, I'm not going to go to that church anymore because I don't feel loved, or that there's not any love in the church. I mean, there's sometimes people can get their own filter. Remember those filters, and they walk around and they think with those filters. So it might not always be truth. It might be truth. There might be an element of truth. There might not be. But I don't want to even hear it. And I think it's important that we look at people through God's eyes, and we allow our hearts to come in line with his heart and just love on people. And I was thinking about this, that if you're... all you people that are not people, get in trouble here, might think, oh, that's easy. And I actually don't think that's true. If you're not a people person, I think you can do this really easily. Because those people that are people, like me, I love it. I'm working in TK Maxx at the moment, and I'm absolutely loving it. Why? Because I'm surrounded by people the whole time. And I'm expressing love for however many minutes I'm with them. And I just love it. And I'm just surrounded by them. And so it's easy for me, in one sense, to love on people, because I do it naturally. But if you're not a people person, do you know what's even more powerful? The love that you give, the love that you express, if you're not a people person, is even more powerful. Why? Because it's not your love. It's God's love. So anyone who isn't a people person, I think you've got an advantage. And I think you're probably doing God's will, maybe in a different way, more better than other people, because you're doing it out of a heart that isn't a people person heart. And you're doing it because Jesus lives in you. Okay, one last thing. Pastor Paul always says, he's probably getting worried now what I'm going to say, but if you've got something, the best way to get more is to give it away. Well, you've got love, and you've got love living inside of you. And that's what needs to be communicated, and that's what needs to come out. So the best way to get more love is to just keep giving it away. And if you don't feel you've got any love, ask God for it. He'll give it to you. And then you can just keep giving it away. And that, how do I do that? How do I give love away? It might be through a smile. Just smile at someone. Bless his cottons. I waved at a bloke in the queue the other day to come down to my register. And he came up to me, an old man, and he said to me, Jack, it was really nice that you waved at me. You're the first person to wave at me all day. I said, well, that's really lovely. I wish it was for other reasons other than that I want you to come to my register. But it was quite fun, really. And I think, yeah, that's true. When I walk around the beach, I often always just say, hello, hello. I just say hello to people. Why? Because I could be the only person that person speaks to all day. I might not be. But I might be. And I want to make sure that someone feels valued and loved through just a simple hello, through just a simple smile. Ringing someone, a family member, or someone that you haven't seen at church for a while. Wouldn't that be lovely if someone, you know, is more inclined to keep coming back to church? I have to be careful how I word this, really. Because someone's contacting them. I didn't see you at church today. Are you okay? And I've always found that a little bit hard to do and myself. And then someone did it to me once, and it meant the world, actually, that someone actually noticed that I wasn't there. And it was really powerful. So just ringing up someone and saying, hello, how are you? Basically, God's put love on your heart. He's put it in there, and he's put it in there for a reason. We need to get passionate, and we need to get a bit lively where love is concerned, and love on people. Pastor Brian was talking the other day about honouring. And what is honour if it's not love? Love is honour. When you're honouring someone, you're loving them. And when you're loving them and that doesn't come naturally to you, it's even more powerful. God knows how much that costs you, more than you do. So I'm sure I've had 15 minutes. Don't know. Kim, will you come and pray for us, please? And I'm going to pray as well. And I know you're daunted by that, sorry. And I didn't know you were going to do that until just then. That's on, is it? Kim's just going to pray. And Kim, I just want you to pray God's heart. And let's all stand and actually ask God if there's anything, any way in which you need to, ask God, are you flatlining at the minute? No, don't ask God if he is, because he's not. But ask God if you are. Are you spiritually flatlining at the moment? What needs to happen in your life at the moment to really enable you to see people how he sees people? What can you do this Christmas time to actually demonstrate to someone that you care for them, demonstrate to someone that you love them? I would hate to think of anyone being alone at Christmas. If you're not sure if someone's alone at Christmas, ask them whether they're going somewhere. If not, why not invite them in? Christmas pudding can go a long way. And, let's be loving on each other. I spent Easter on my own. I don't know if it was last Easter or the Easter before. And it really hurt and it was very painful. But what came out of that, there was a so that. And the so that was the family meals that we have. And so that... I don't want people to be on their own at certain times, if they don't want to be. Father God, I just pray, Lord, that there'll be a fresh explosion of love in our church. Lord, a fresh explosion of love in Scarborough. A fresh explosion of your love for your people, for your children. Lord God, I pray that if there's anyone, Lord, who has been looking through a filter of rejection or a filter of that isn't right, Lord, would you show them how they can change that filter for a godly filter, a filter of royalty, a filter that so they can see themselves through your eyes. Father, I pray that we would all see ourselves and other people through your eyes. I pray that on Sunday, Lord, I just dare each and every one of us, Lord, to actually go and speak to someone we don't normally speak to, and not have our own people that we speak to, but speak to somebody else that you wouldn't normally speak to. And I pray, Father God, that there'll be just an explosion of your love in this place, not just for this church, but in all the churches in Scarborough. I pray for an explosion, a fresh wave of your Holy Spirit to come in power and in fire in our church, that can just express itself and go out further. Lord, I pray for people that don't know you, Jesus, will come in their droves. But when they come in, Father God, they come into a place of love and acceptance, and that they know who they are, that, Lord, they can get rooted and established in your love, that they can know the love that expresses, know the love that surpasses knowledge. Lord, your love is amazing. It's powerful. Lord, would you enable us if we need a firework up? I have to be careful. So, Lord, if we need something to get behind us to give us more power to get out there and love people, then Lord, break our hearts for your people. Lord, I pray that if people are really serious about love, Lord, that they will pray the prayer, Lord, break my heart for other people. Break my heart. Show me how to love others. Show me how to make a difference in this world. Father God, would you please, Father God, break that in us, Lord. Do that in us. Mold us, Lord. Take us further on with you, Lord, so that we can be powerful and effective in this town for your people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have placed love in us, Lord. Because once we've accepted you, Lord, you are in us. And what are you, God? You are love. God, you are love. You are perfect love. You are perfect love, Jesus. So that love inside of us, that perfect love, Lord, we can go and share it out to people, Lord. Those people who are trapped in fear, God, we can go out to them because we have your perfect love. And perfect love casts away all fear, Lord Jesus. So we want to go out. We want to go out and we want to share your love, Lord Jesus. We want to share your love. We want to show your love because love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Parts of love, Lord, that describe love, Lord. We want to go out and show that to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your love, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the true love story of our lives, Lord, is that your son died for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your son got whipped. Your son got nailed to a cross because he wanted to show your love, Lord Jesus. He accepted that challenge. He accepted that mission to come down to be with us on this earth, Lord, and then to die for us, Lord Jesus. We want to take that true love story, God, and we want to share it with others, Lord. Help us so that it's easier to show love to people, Lord. Just help us to do that now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.